This sickness will not end in death. That's Jesus' word from John chapter 11, verse 4. And I have a testimony to share today that God showed me how He raised Lazarus from the dead by speaking forth the word of life before Lazarus died. So it was Jesus' words in John 11, 4, when He said, "This sickness will not end in death," that actually raised Lazarus from the dead. So when you get to verse 41 of John chapter 11 there, when Jesus was in front of the tomb, all Jesus said was, "Father, I thank You that You have heard Me." That's a past tense. So the Father has already listened to Jesus' words in John 11, 4. And so this is similar to the testimony that I have when I raised George Smith, a friend of mine, who was in his 70s, who died of a heart attack, but because I have spoken the word of life about a week prior to him having the heart attack, after he has died for 11 minutes, he was raised back to life, miraculously. And so, today I was trying to find a scriptural precedent on whether there's been a miracle in the Bible where God speaks life before the person died, and then the person was raised to life. And it turns out that's exactly what happened with Lazarus. Again, Jesus had already spoken life over Lazarus approximately 2 days prior to Lazarus' death, as it is written in John 11, 4. When he heard this, Jesus said, "This sickness will not end in death." And so later on in John 11, 41, when Jesus was in front of the tomb, He was not praying to the Father again to raise Lazarus. He just said, "Father, I thank You that You have heard Me." So the Father have heard Jesus' prayer back in verse 4, before Lazarus was dead. So Jesus did not pray for Lazarus to be raised from the dead at the tomb again, as if it didn't work the first time. No. At the tomb, all He's got to do was to tell Lazarus to come out. He didn't have to speak life again. He had already spoken the word of life days before Lazarus died in the prior verse 4. And you know what? I raised a man from the dead, George Smith, in October of 2008, in a similar way. Days before George's death, I had already spoken basically the same words as Jesus did in John 11, 4. "This sickness, George, will not end in death." And you know what? As a result, George, just like Lazarus, was raised from the dead after he had been dead for 11 minutes. And this is awesome. The power of death could not hold on to George or Lazarus because of the word of God that had been spoken over their lives prior to their death. So God can work either way. Somebody can die, and then we can raise that man from the dead after the person is dead, so we speak life after the person is dead. And God can also work the other way, like the way Jesus raised Lazarus. He can speak life first before Lazarus died, and then as a result Lazarus came back to life, because the word of God is powerful. You cannot negate the word of God. And so the power of death could not hold on to Lazarus even after he's been dead for 4 days. And in the same way, the power of death could not hold on to my friend George Smith after he had been dead for 11 minutes because of the word of God that I had already spoken a week prior. Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. So again, I want to close this message by reminding you that this sickness will not end in death if you believe.